From the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Trade Talk, this is Steve Scott, and with me right now I have
Hugh Sandberg.
And Hugh, who are you with?
I'm with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm the Secretary Treasurer for the organization, and we run a cow-calf operation in western Colorado.
Now, one of the big subjects right now is the beef exports. Can you tell me about how that's working with the beef cutoff, or with the Cattlemen's Beef Board?
Absolutely. So the Cattlemen Beef Board oversees the beef checkoff, and with that, we have a number of contractors that work for us to drive beef demand, and one of those is United States Meat Export Federation. And the export market has done very well over the last couple of years. In 2018, we actually set a value record of $8.33 billion. This year it will be down slightly, but basically flat. And next year we're anticipating it could move toward $9 billion. And with that, to relate it to the value of beef, about $320 per head is export value of our product produced here in the United States.
How does the checkoff program work?
So the checkoff program was federally mandated under the 1985 Farm Bill. There's a dollar per head assessment every time an animal is sold. There is one addition to that. Imported meat is assessed on a poundage basis related back to a carcass, so we collect checkoff imported meat as well. So that dollar per head, if the state has where it's collected has a qualified state beef council, they keep 50 cents and the other 50 cents goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Now, what would you say that has been some of the biggest issues in 2019, and what do we have to look forward to in 2020 at this time?
Well, in 2019, the Beef Board did their latest return on investment, and it showed that for every dollar that was spent of checkoff funding, it returned about $11.91. I think one of the important facts out of that ROI is that had we not had a beef checkoff over the last 5 years, demand would have been 14.3% lower. So as we move forward, we'll continue to work with those contractors that come to the operating committee and present proposals. The operating committee is made up of producers that determine where we are going to spend our money for the best bang for our buck, if you will, to promote beef demand around the United States. We're always hopeful for new contractors, and this year we did have a new contractor come to the table, so it's always exciting to have somebody with a new proposal.
How do we get more information if we need it?
One of the best ways, in particular for producers, is to go to drivingdemandforbeef.com, and you can sign up there for our producer communication called The Drive. It's relatively new, and we're hoping to be able to communicate to producers what the checkoff is doing for them and to remind some of the producers that may not be quite as seasoned as some of the rest of us how the checkoff came about and what it was really designed to do.